Well, we're not so good at soccer, U.S. And is Steven Strasburg a meow? Let's talk about it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, streak naked with something written on your chest. Put odds on it. What are the odds that would actually happen?
0.0.
I see. What's happening, Austin?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just, you know, trying to balance everything here.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through my mental Rolodex of who I'm going to work with tomorrow. You and Zhong are really screwing me over here.
This was not my choice. I would much rather do the show, especially since it's at Beer Market.
Yeah, you guys.
Where do you think I would rather be? In a management meeting or at Beer Market?
Let's not call it a management meeting. It's a management retreat.
Well, that's what...
Like, you guys are going off to get mani-pedis.
No,
and like,
no.
Is that not what it's going to be like?
Well, we're not actually...
That's what I'm picturing.
Most retreats, you actually go somewhere.
I think we're actually meeting in the conference room.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys
going out to dinner.
Like, you guys are
going
to do, like, trust falls and stuff like that, and, like, maybe a ropes course. Like, that's what I'm picturing tomorrow is going to be like for the management.
Role-playing?
Yeah, and it's disheartening that I'm the only one here who's not management. And, like, I don't feel like either one of you are my boss, but, I mean, maybe it might as well be that way. And it's not
like that at all. I mean, I'm...
No, it's like that.
Okay.
You're going to the management retreat.
But that doesn't make me your boss.
I'm not going to the management retreat.
It only makes me your boss when you write something for Sports Map.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. Well, I haven't done that yet.
Okay. There you go. And even then, it's not like I'm a boss. I'm just like a, hey, cool, thanks, man.
So,
I'll fix this.
Well, I mean, you guys are basically saying your boss duties are more important than the show.
Well, David Gow's saying that the boss duties are more important. That's what it is. Because I honestly, if it were up to me,
what time does the retreat start?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Like, wouldn't it make sense? Because Zhong's the only producer that would be considered management, right?
Yes.
And you're the only show host that would be considered management, right?
Yes.
So couldn't they have done this retreat starting at like 9 a.m. and then made it a lunch thing?
That would have been okay with me.
No one asked me for my input.
It's because you're not management.
I'm so sick of this. So now, the lowly non-management me has got to come up with someone to do a show with in public tomorrow, where we're supposed to be putting our best face forward. Your face isn't going to be there. Your hideous face won't be there.
Well, then it won't be our best face. It will be our best face then, because it won't be mine.
I don't know if it will be, because I don't know who it's going to be.
I see.
And Jerome can't do it.
Yeah, Jerome's kind of our go-to guy. I never feel bad when Jerome can fill in.
He's my Marwin Gonzalez.
Because he's kind of like, he's sort of the fourth Beatle.
Yeah.
He's like sort of Ringo.
Marwin Gonzalez is like, that's the guy who, if he's on your bench and the right fielder gets hurt, he can play right field.
Yeah.
Oh, the second baseman got hurt, he can play second base. I mean, he could damn near do it all.
He's a member of the family.
Yeah.
You know, we trust Jerome. I love doing the show with Jerome. You love doing the show with Jerome.
Yes.
And he fits right in.
He thinks that my racially insensitive jokes are funny, which I appreciate.
That's always good.
I laugh at his racially insensitive jokes. We're a racially insensitive pair, and we work well together. Alas, he's got to watch his babies tomorrow. Those kids aren't even babies. They're old enough to watch themselves. He could just Turn the TV on. He's got Netflix.
Bring him to Beer Garden. Beer Market.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. That's not. I don't think that's a place for children.
Feed him beer. That's what I would do.
That's against the law.
Actually, I don't think it is. I think you can give your kid alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a limit to that, though.
Somebody told me that because I don't want to say what bar, but I was there, and this guy gave his 15-year-old kid a beer, and I'm like, whoa, you can do that? And somebody said, yeah, it's perfectly legal for a parent to do that. It's like, that sounds wrong. I just took their word for it. I haven't exactly fed mine alcohol because of it.
But I love that on Jackass, I think it's Jackass 2, where Johnny Knoxville's the old man, and he takes that little kid with him, and he gives him a swig from his flask, and all the people are watching, and they're like, hey, yeah, I don't think it's good. And he gives a kid one of his cigarettes, and they're like, I don't think you should be doing that. And the kid's like, hey, F off, pal. That's one of my favorite skits on that show. That movie is so funny. Both those Jackass movies are the best. That's good stuff. But yeah, I'll come up with something. I'll have a guest host tomorrow. I don't know who it will be.
You know who did a really good job when he guest hosted?
Barry Warner.
And he's not available?
Barry Warner.
Jong? Yeah.
Yeah, he's management, though. He's management.
We'll find you somebody. It'll be a good show.
Oh, well.
So, at 5:30, Glenn Davis is going to come in because...
Is it 5:30 or...
I moved him up to 4:30 because AJ wanted to talk to him earlier.
I want to get in there with him earlier.
Yeah, we need to...
He's actually not going to be here because he's over at BBVA about to call the Dynamo game.
Okay.
But he'll be on the phone.
That awesome. Works.
Yeah, that's fine. We can talk to him on the phone. But we want to talk about that U.S. soccer debacle last night.
Oh, man.
And no one's better than Glenn Davis when it comes to soccer.
Yeah, I want to know exactly what this means for... I mean, obviously, I know what the short-term implications are. They're not in the World Cup, but I would think something like that could have long-term implications on soccer as a, you know, just the sport of soccer in this country.
Well, I've seen a lot of different stories today about it. And yeah, I don't pretend to be a soccer expert. I've learned a lot from Glenn over the years, and whenever I have a question about something, I will pick his brain, just like I do with you and MMA and people who I know a sport a lot better than I do. And one of the most interesting things I saw is that this could actually be a good thing because they need to clean house over there.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to clean house is if you have a disaster. This is an unmitigated disaster. The fact that you can't get out of that group, which is the weakest in the world, when you've got some of the players that they have, it's embarrassing. You've been through two managers now, and that hasn't worked. I mean, they need to change everything. And I'll be interested to get Glenn's take on it. All right, so 4:07.
I had barbecue for lunch.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah.
Did you?
Very good. Had some sweet tea. That tastes a little bit like brisket. Not a bad. It's okay. Good. That's a good one.
Cool. Glad you got that out.
Yeah, there's a lot of listeners. Offering to do the show. I'm not looking for that.
What about Joe Galatre?
That's possible. There's potential with that. Yeah. Although I feel like Juggalo Trey would not be prepared for a show. It would just be that wouldn't be good.
He doesn't have to prepare. Have you ever listened to him out there? He just looks at the TV and comments on everything.
But that's he can
do 3 hours of
that. I'm looking to have like a conversation.
Lawyer Dave says he's insensitive and available.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got like a reputation to uphold. That's probably a bad call too.
Yeah. Yeah. You would drag him down some rabbit holes.
Yeah. I'm not looking for that.
The Bar Association would be calling him Friday morning. Yes, Mr. Maker, we need to have you come in, please.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll figure something out.
Yeah, you'll get somebody. I wouldn't worry about it. So the baseball game is on now. Right, and it's on SportsMap 94.1, so we may not have the whole 6 o'clock hour on 94.1 today.
What?
If the game's not over, and we know how long these games go.
National League Baseball is bumping us? It's a big opening week for us, Jong.
Yeah, we got 2 days in.
Yeah, 2 days in, and then tomorrow you don't have the team.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. Tomorrow's show, I'm already writing it off as a bad show. Because I'm mentally not there.
You will be by then. You're going to have beer. You're going to have beer.
I know, but you guys are going to be getting pedicures while I'm grinding.
Not getting a pedicure.
You're getting a pedicure.
You think I'd let anybody near my feet?
A tiny little Asian woman? Yeah. You love Asian women.
Yeah, only They need to be a little higher up the scale, though, than my feet.
Higher up the scale of the Asian hierarchy?
No.
They want them.
I don't want them at my feet.
Okay.
I want them higher up.
You want a Brazilian wax?
Something like that. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll get that done.
Maybe that's what we should do. Instead of have you wear a Speedo, you should get waxed on air. A bikini wax.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't know about that. Mm. Well, I'll agree to do something if they win the World Series.
Okay.
But it won't be too horrible because I don't want to root against them.
Right.
I want them to win.
It would be a celebratory thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What else is happening?
Well, besides the soccer, really nothing.
Yeah.
Last night was my Tuesday night has become my night where I don't watch sports at all.
See, I wasn't planning to, and then when I saw it was 2-1 or 2-0, I had to watch the second half.
I didn't watch any of that soccer.
Yeah,
game.
I did.
And I'm not gonna like pretend to know what happened. I know they lost.
And at one point it was pretty exciting because all three teams are playing at the same time. And at one point,
wait, what three teams?
Panama, Honduras, and U.S. They were all playing. The three teams were playing for one spot.
Okay.
And basically, the U.S., all they had to do was draw, and they're in.
God, they couldn't even do that.
No, they couldn't even do that. And Trinidad and Tobago was the worst team and had only one win the entire time that they've been doing this. And so they're showing, and our friends over at BN Sports, where you can see Sean Salisbury and those guys, right, actually had the game, and they were showing cutouts to the other games so you could keep up with all three. And at one point, the U.S. is clearly in because those teams are losing. Then both those teams draw even, and it's like, whoops. And then both those teams go ahead. And It's like, now you need a goal. Never got one. They had one bounced off the post. But it was, I have to admit, it was kind of fun and exciting. Didn't like the result because I'm an American.
Well,
and,
of course.
And also, you think about the impact, not just on soccer, because now I'm not a soccer guy, but I think about the impact on all these bars around here. Do you remember how much business they do when the U.S. plays? And now multiply that around the entire country. And, I mean, this is an economic disaster for a lot of people because that's a time of year where a lot of these places get ridiculous business that they would have never gotten. And so because these idiots can't go in and beat Trinidad or Tobago, a lot of my friends with bars are not going to get extra money. You suck, USA.
Yeah.
And
soccer.
Remember, Fox paid up the wazoo for the rights.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's on them. It's like when you pay all that money for the Olympics and you don't get NHL players, that's on you. I feel sorry for the people who were counting on that income. All right. We'll talk to Glenn Davis about that very shortly. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I sure hope Steven Strasburg beats these guys today.
I do too.
Guy's sick and maybe not going to start, and they're all calling him names and stuff. And somebody mentioned that the problem with soccer is the youth program and the way it's set up. And I did see USA Today had about five stories on it. One of them was about how the whole youth to high school to college thing doesn't work, and that, you know, it may work for other sports, but it doesn't for soccer. And they made a pretty compelling case for that, and that the best coaches are not soccer coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, not soccer coaches in the States. They're overseas and in those programs, and that's where your best players need to go to develop. And that makes sense to me. I mean, I don't know because I don't follow that level of it very closely. Let's be honest, I barely follow this level of it. I try to know enough so when something like this happens, I don't sound like a complete idiot. But yeah, I don't know. That made a lot of sense to me. But man, I've come to a realization, AJ. I think I may quit Twitter.
Oh man. I don't think you'll do it.
I think I might, because frankly, mostly what I use it for is, hey, check out the story I wrote and all that.
Yeah.
And I've got a sports and stuff account I can do that from. I've got a sports map account I can do the sports map stuff from. We have the station account. We have a show account. I think I might be able to eject here.
What's bringing this on?
I'm just tired of people. Yeah. And I fixed my Facebook issues by making my page not be public.
Right.
That was a big step. I've had no issues on Facebook since then. Of course, I'm not really on Facebook saying stuff either or responding to stuff. But I'm kind of at the point where I can probably eject.
So what's the what's the big decision make? Is it already been decided, or are you?
As with anything, when I start evaluating something, I'm looking at all the positives and negatives.
Right.
And you know, there are some negatives, because there might be a time when I want to get on there and make jokes and be political. Right. But when was the last time I did that?
I don't know. Yeah, you don't. You rarely post your own things. You do a lot of, you know, you reply to people who tweet you.
Yeah, and I'll retweet things I think are funny.
Yeah.
I do
that. Like, I use Twitter a lot. I use it to make jokes. It's like an outlet for me when I'm not on the air to do stuff that I think is funny. Or if I'm keeping up with games, it's a way to converse with people about games. Which is, for me, that's much easier than actually talking to real people.
Yeah, I don't like doing that during games. I don't like talking to people or tweeting. I like watching the games.
Because I watch the game by myself all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when I would normally look over at my friend and say, "Oh, did you see that?" And then I look over and I don't have any friends. So I just tweet it out.
Well, but that's I do that now too though.
Right.
But I don't care. I don't want you texting me during a game. And people do that and it drives me nuts. I don't want to talk during the game. I want to watch the game and form my own thoughts. And then usually I'm writing something too. So, you know, I don't know. It's I know that there's some negatives to it. Once I work through that, I'm going to make a decision. And I think it's it might be time to take a different step.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck in your journey.
I haven't made that decision yet, and They may not want me to here, because I do have a pretty good chunk of followers.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, I may just wait until we can build Sports Map up to that.
Well, that's one thing you can do is be like, "Hey, I'm closing this account. You want to hear my thoughts? I'm in Sports Map."
Yeah, or Sports and Stuff, one of the two, or both. Because it depends. I mean, they're both so different that,
right.
You know, like, if I want to be funny, I'd be on Sports and Stuff. I don't know. I know that it's...
John, what do you mostly use Twitter for?
Same as you. Make jokes, retweet nonsense, and talk about games.
Yeah.
Comic book stuff like that. I try not to get political on Facebook or Twitter. Yeah, like, I see stupid things posted, and it takes all the, like, fiber in my body not to post something back.
And that's part of the problem. I'm seeing so much of that kind of stuff that I just want to say, "Hey, you bleeping idiot," but that's what they want. So I just kind of, like, all right, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, like I think Britt McHenry is now becoming like a new Tommy Lahren, where that she's that blonde conservative, and it's everything she's tweeting. I see it because people retweet it, and I'm like, I have to bite my tongue because there's a big ball of blonde idiot over there.
Well, and I get a lot of that too. I get people retweeting stuff. Like, I don't follow the president, but I see every tweet because everybody retweets it. And it's kind of like, and. The thing is, I do like it for news, but I also follow like 10 people who will tweet, "Oh, the Astros just took a 1-0 lead," and there'll be like 10 or 15.
And everybody knows.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I know that. I'm watching. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out whether it's useful or not to me.
I mean, I use it for the show. I feel like it helps promote the show. It's the only way I interact with listeners.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a necessary evil for me. But as you know, I hate social media in general. I wish I didn't need it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the way it is.
No, it's I don't know, between this and the text line, I'm just kind of like, you know, I really don't need this bleep.
Yeah.
But I haven't made up my mind yet. We'll see. It's in the evaluation process right now. And yeah, you know, and the thing is, I also feel bad when I can't respond to everybody, and especially since I've kind of unplugged on weekends.
Yeah.
And people will send me stuff asking for about fantasy and things like that, and a lot of times I'm not going to see it till game time because I don't like to look at anything until noon, so I feel bad that I'm not as responsive as I should be. And so that's part of it, too. It's like I try to respond to everybody except during the show. Or if I see you respond to somebody who asks us both something, then I don't respond. But otherwise, I try to respond to people. But I also, and I don't feel like I get to everybody. And that's a little frustrating, too. So it's not just I'm sick of people. It's also I'm sick of not doing the best for the people.
Well, it's also for me, like I'm such a glutton for punishment. Like I still follow Trump. My feelings on the guy are not they're not a secret. And I still follow him just to see what kind of crazy stuff he's going to say.
He hasn't blocked you yet?
No, he hasn't. He should have by now. He's blocked a lot of people, but for some reason hasn't blocked me.
Interesting.
Ben Roethlisberger blocked me, though.
Yeah, me too.
Ben Roethlisberger blocked me, and what's that guy's name, the baseball guy?
I forgot his name.
Ben DuBose. He blocked me. I think that's all I know of people that blocked me.
Oh, no. Who was the Aggie quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
That wound up going to Oklahoma.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, Kyler Murray blocked me on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else relatively famous has blocked me. I had we did some shows at a wing place, and the manager of the place was like a super big Aggie fan, and this is like when Aggie football was a total clown show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the guy got so mad at me, he started saying like all these really like awful things to me on Twitter. And then I had to block him. And I don't know if we don't do business with that place anymore because of that, or if that was just it happenstance.
Wasn't that just a one-off deal, though, as I recall?
I think we went there twice.
Okay.
I do remember the name of the place. But the manager there just, when we were in, you know, face-to-face, he wasn't, you know, a terrible person. But on Twitter, he would say these crazy things. And finally, I just blocked him.
Well, no, I think that's part of it, too, is drunk Twitter. Guys get really brave when they get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start saying stuff. And then you just kind of like, okay, really?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, there are things I like about it. And I do keep in contact with a lot of people that way. And frankly, just a lot of people that I do business with, I'm rather than email and stuff, we DM on Twitter, which is fine.
Right.
So I use it for that, but it's also one of those things that the busier I get, the less time I have to do it right.
Right.
So I don't know.
Mac says, any teeth to the Duane Brown trade rumors to Seattle? Names of Bennett or Graham coming here, maybe picks. I haven't heard either of those names coming here, and I would highly doubt that those names would come back. Because this would basically be a let's get rid of the guy. I'm guessing a pick would come along with it.
Well, yeah, I think they want to rebuild their picks.
Yeah, and the Texans have, by the way, already invested enough in tight end that they aren't looking to pay Jimmy Graham what Jimmy Graham's making.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham's not good anymore.
Anyway. And I don't know that Michael Bennett's a good cultural fit with the Texans. I don't know if he's Texans worthy to them. So, I mean, it'd be a big help, but I don't think that they would want him.
Yeah, I think if they deal him, they're looking for draft picks.
I think so, too.
And I think
even a draft pick.
Right.
I think at this point, if you can get anything for that guy, you do it. Because he's not going to play here again.
Yeah, I mean, I still hold out for the highest pick I can get. But
sure.
The reality is, that's what they need. They're very draft pick poor because of the moves they made to get rid of Osweiler and to move up and get Watson. And while those were both good moves, you're not going to be able to get an impact player in next year's draft.
They don't even pick. Do they pick till the fourth round or third
round? They pick in the third.
Okay.
So if you get a third or a fourth, then you've got picks you can package to move up to a second if you need to.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things that I think they're looking for if they make a deal.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Raisin Cane's. There are now 28 Cane's in the Houston metro area. How crazy is that? Visit RaisinCane's.com to find the nearest location. They've got locations all over the city and two new ones opening up on November 14th. One at Fry Road and Park Row and one up in Spring at FM 2920 in Kirkendall. And if you are one of the 20 customers in line when they open, the first 20 customers, you'll receive a free Cane's for a Year card. How awesome is that? So whatever your plans are for November 14th, probably the night of November 13th, maybe the day before, whatever it is, it's worth it to get a year of Raising Cane's. Are you kidding me? Go check them out. Like I said, the two new locations, Fry Road, Park Row, and 2920 in Kirkendall, opening November 14th. And if you haven't tried Raising Cane's yet, you've got to. I'm talking about the highest quality ingredients, always fresh, never frozen, premium chicken fingers. These have been marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered, cooked to order when you order them. The fantastic sides like the crinkle cut fries and the garlic garlic Texas toast, and then the fresh squeezed lemonade every day, and don't forget the cane sauce, the secret recipe cane sauce that they make in house every day. It is out of this world. Like I said, go to RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest location, and don't forget about those two new ones, November 14th, Fry Road and Park Row, and FM 2920 and Kirkendall. If you're one of the first 20 customers, you receive a free Cane's card for a year. That's Raising Cane's. One love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A chance for Bolivia that's converted. So 2-1 there. Driven across towards the penalty spot. Tips up and in. And Winchester, not even sure how he did it. It's a trick shot of sorts, but it loops over Tim Howard and Trinidad and Tobago in front. Long distance blast, and it's Alvin Jones, one for the legend books. Oh my, his first Trinidadian goal, and he might as well retire right now.
Every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
of that. Yep.
For the rest of their lives, because this is an utter embarrassment. And the discussion after Brazil, Max, was can we beat the Colombias and the Belgians and the Argentinas of the world?
Are
you kidding me? We can't beat Trinidad on a field that's too wet and too heavy? What are we doing? What are you doing? Iceland is the same size as Corpus Christi, Texas, or Anaheim, California. They can figure it out. How can we not figure this out? How can the United States not figure this out?
Buddy,
Max Brados is not Icelandic.
And we're back on the Blitz. That was Taylor Twellman going off, who I believe has been on Soccer Matters before, because everybody big has, because Glenn Davis is the best. And he joins us now, and we knew we had to have Glenn on to talk about this. You can follow him on Twitter, at Glenn Davis Soccer. Be calling the Dynamo Sporting KC game tonight. Is that correct, Glenn?
Yeah, tonight, big game for the Dynamo. I mean, it's kind of strange calling a game after what occurred last night, I can be honest with you. But I like Taylor's rant. I think there's two parts to this whole thing, and that is why it couldn't be accomplished on that given night. And I have some thoughts on that. But, yeah, it's disappointing times for sure. Incredible.
I like that you feel weird calling a game like what happened last night was 9/11 or something. It was an unmitigated disaster happened on that field last night. Glenn, I said at the beginning of the show, and you know, I'm not even really a fringe soccer fan. I mostly keep up with it during the World Cup. I find some interest in that then, but is this the kind of the U.S. missing out on the World Cup? Is this the kind of thing that could set back soccer in this country? Like, is there going to be maybe a generation of fans that they miss out on because they're not in that tournament?
Oh, I think so. I think definitely, because look, you got to feel for the fans, you got to feel for players, you got to feel coaches. The country's littered with them. The fans that would be interjected into this four-year event that maybe come in, you know, as a sports fan, and then all of a sudden, wow, you know, this is a pretty interesting game and exciting. So not to have the U.S. in that is huge. But there's all these other things. This thing stretches out everywhere. It's kind of like CONCACAF corruption. You know, it sprinkles into Fox. What do you think the executives of Fox are doing today, right? When they have the rights to the World Cup and they now don't have the United States in it, and they've probably been shooting all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff with U.S. players, but they don't have the nationalistic angle to it in this country. Now, it's still going to go on. It'll still be a great World Cup. But we will miss a lot of things. I don't think there's any question. And you know, the bigger question to me is twofold. Taylor hit it from the the overall perspective of the sport and what is our plan and how are we executing it, because it is such a large country and it's so different. But the first thing is you were one game away from going to Russia. So what the hell happened between Friday's demolition of Panama and Sunday in Trinidad? I'm wondering if people put it in the back, might have partied, but one thing was severely missing, and I think we all know this. The leadership was poor, and that's from Bruce Arena. That's from the key players like Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore. The leadership was definitely missing, I have to believe, from after that game against Panama on Friday to Sunday. Now, for U.S. soccer, you know, we're seeing videos of a poor field and all that. You guys have heard this before. You've heard U.S. soccer say, we don't understand because, you know, it's Guatemala, Honduras. You don't understand. It's very difficult conditions. It's different. The fields are no good. The weather's horrible. Yeah, we get that. We get that. We understand that. But you can't selectively use that when you want. You knew that going into Trinidad, that it wasn't going to be easy. So I don't understand how you could go out like that. That team looked like they were doped, honestly. The first 45 minutes, I'm saying, these guys don't want to go to the World Cup. They don't act like it. Their coach isn't acting like it. And then you could see him getting nervous. So I think there's a real sense of entitlement in our sport in this country, and it does have to change. I don't know how it will. It needs a new inspirational leader, though, at the high level, and it needs to be somebody that is a real unifier, because you have so many fractured pay-for-pay leagues all over the country that, you know, you got people going in so many different directions. So I don't know how you sew that together. I don't have the answer. But flip side, there's a tremendous amount of talent at the under 17 and under 20 level, but we're not going to the World Cup. So poor Pulisic, you know, this kid who really was showing off as a leader, he doesn't get to go to the World Cup. And people would have been talking about him as, you know, one of the top 15 under 20 age kids playing at the World Cup.
Glenn, two questions. First off, a lot of people think the U.S. soccer president should resign. And after he said, oh, well, I don't know that you change much when you hit, you know, it's 2 inches from going in. This was a bigger problem than that. The fact that you were even in this situation, in this group.
Exactly.
And the other thing I saw on USA Today, they made a pitch for David Wagner to take over as a coach.
David Wagner, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, look, everybody's going to initially throw out everything. Everybody's emotional. David Wagner studied under Jurgen Klopp at Borussia Dortmund, where Pulisic is now. He took a team from a lower division into the Premier League, so he's done some exceptional things. But he hasn't spent his whole career in the U.S. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know him deep enough. I know he's been incredibly successful. And I think you're going to get a lot of people pushed forward. I mean, to say you were 2 inches away, I mean, that sounds like a youth soccer coach. That's coming from Sunil Gulati, our president?
Yeah.
Give me a break. I mean, you had one simple task. Get a draw or win the game against Trinidad and Tobago. You miscalculated horribly, and that's the singular part of it. Now this will lead to examining it top to bottom, and that needs to be done, and real discussion needs to be done. There is a feeling of entitlement in this sport in this country, and it disgusts me at times, quite frankly.
Glenn Davis, host of Soccer Matters, has been our guest, always jumps in whenever something happens. You know, it's funny, Glenn, because when the World Cup happens, soccer jumps into the mainstream media. Today, this has been the story in the mainstream media. Is that frustrating for you, or are you excited that we're actually talking about it because it was a disaster?
Oh, I think it's only a positive. Absolute positive. I mean, I hate that it's because we're not going to the World Cup. But no, it's anytime you're in mainstream media, I see it as a positive, and that's another part of our problem in this country. We don't get the media side of it, and we still haven't figured out that there is this thing called healthy pressure, and people need to be questioned. You know, we saw J.J. Watt with TV cameras, you know, watching him get taken out of the stadium, right? That would never happen in Major League Soccer. That would never happen at a Dynamo game because we're too worried of upsetting somebody. That's called coverage. That's what people want to see, and we're really far off that, and I hope that can change. And I know you guys, you and I have had the conversation, Fred and AJ, where I've said to you, it's so frustrating because, you know, there's just no pressure on our local pro team, which is something I know they should invite because they need healthy pressure in order for everybody to raise their level, including me. So I don't know. It's an interesting dynamic. It'll be interesting to see where it all goes in the future. World Cup is still going to be a great World Cup. I have no question about that.
You know, when I hear these guys talking about, oh, the field was sloppy and it was heavy, are American soccer players at this point maybe like spoiled, or is it like a pussification where they're just like, that just seems like a silly thing to cry about when I know a lot of these teams, I'm guessing the team in Trinidad and Tobago don't have a lot of options of where they play their soccer matches. So I find that to be sort of a strange thing to bitch about.
Well, it was really weird because they put it on social media also. And I think when you were looking at it, you're going, well, you know, you're kind of shaming them. And why would you do that ahead of such an important game? I mean, they have absolutely nothing to cling on to now. And they're playing a bunch of young guys, by the way, that are now being looked at for the future. So you know they're going to be ambitious and come out playing. And now you've just told them that, you know, you're in a kind of way making fun of their facilities. You just gave them something else to be motivated about, I thought it was a brutally stupid move with social media.
Well, and I got to say, it's kind of a bitch move considering you made Costa Rica play in a snowstorm a couple of years ago.
yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. But, you know, that's kind of the way sometimes our sport at the pro level here goes, is that everybody wants it. Everybody wants it, you know, guarded and protected exactly how they want it. You can't get critical. And it's not everybody. I'm not painting everybody with the same brush. There's a lot of coaches here who do get it in MLS and staffs and management. But, you know, for years it's been this sort of closed-door, little entitled deal. And I think we saw that. And I don't want to be harsh on the players, but let's be honest. They didn't respond. I mean, something's wrong with you. Russia? I got to think people are hurting today. I sure hope so.
All right, that's Glenn Davis. And Glenn, I promise I'll start putting more pressure on the local team, and I think the Dash need to get their act together. How's that?
Who needs to get their act together?
The Dash.
Oh, the Dash. Yeah, well, it's 4 straight years without the playoffs.
I just want the Dash to stop sending me emails.
Have to deal with the Dash directly.
I think if you're on the Dynamo mailing list, you're automatically on the Dash mailing list, and I don't think that's right.
Well, you guys have to speak out because, you know, you are the kings of sports talk in Houston.
I don't know who said that, but...
I just said it.
Oh, well, all right, I'll take it then.
No, I just said it.
Well, Glenn, enjoy the game tonight.
Wait a minute, you guys don't want my take on the freshman quarterback at Texas, or... Deshaun, or, you know, the Astros, I'm concerned here.
Do you think Sam Ehlinger would have, if he had been playing for the U.S. men's national team last night, do you think they would have had a better chance?
I think he would have brought his A game.
Brought a little fire to him,
huh? That is one mature freshman. I think he's a mature freshman.
He's got he's got a big game coming on Saturday. He didn't have time to mess with that silly sport.
So, no, don't call my sport silly. Hey, by the way, this is my parting thought. How fun are the Astros to watch? I mean, they make baseball fun, don't they?
They really do. And I've been excited about this team. And it's rare that I've been excited since I've been working in this town that I've been excited about a Houston sports franchise, because I don't feign excitement like a lot of other hosts in this town do. Like they force, you know, pretend interest. But I've been telling Fred all year. I've been excited about this Astros team. I think they're onto something. I'm scared of the Indians, but I really think that, and especially if the Indians lose tonight, they've got as good a chance as anyone to win this thing.
No, they're exciting. And look, I'm a guy that, you know, I look at baseball and go, okay, at what point do we get some consequence in the games? There's 3,000 games a year, but these guys have made it so much fun. And Fred, you know, I was only kidding.
I know.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I took more of my allotted time.
It's all right, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Glenn Davis. Listen to Soccer Matters, and he will break down everything on that show, which, it's usually Monday or Tuesday.
He moves around, but usually now he's on Wednesdays.
Okay.
He changed it to Monday this week because of the game last night, and today because he's calling the Dynamo game.
Yeah. So, and I have to say this, I'm always pretty critical of play-by-play guys, and I'm not just saying this because the guy works with us and he's a friend. He is great at soccer, calling those games, and I'll hear it by accident. Like I'll turn on a game, and I hear this guy go, "Man, this guy really." Oh, that's Glenn.
Yeah.
And it's surprised me a few times. But all right, guys, gotta tell you about Harry's Razors, and so many of you have jumped over, just like 3 million. 3 million other guys have, just like I have, just like AJ has, just like my son has. Everybody's jumped over to Harry's. And the reason is affordability. It's a lot cheaper than if you go to the store. And it comes right there to your door. And, by the way, you get a great shave. And Harry's, what they did, they got sick and tired of the big razor companies just increasing prices and reaping immense profits at the expense of their customers. So you know what they did? They bought their own factory and sell directly to you over the internet, take less profit. So they can offer half the price, sometimes more than what you pay if you go to the store. And who wants to do that? Who wants to deal with going to the store for razors? They include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer just for the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's Harry's.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville to see Houston take on, you guessed it, Jacksonville, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. Okay, that's two. You can stop now, really. There's no reason. You've already set your record. There's just no reason for this. Sorry. Hey, yeah, you were talking about how exciting it is to watch the Astros. Right now, I'm as excited about sports as I have been in a long time because the Astros are fun and exciting to watch, and they're going to be this good for a couple years still. I love friggin' Deshaun Watson, and he's fun to watch. I mean, that guy is exciting. I'm finally excited about a Texans offense. You know, defense bores the crap out of me. Defense is communist.
Yeah,
I like offense. And my freaking Maple Leafs are just one of the most fun teams to watch in all of hockey. So right now, I'm having a blast watching sports. By the way, Toronto, New Jersey, over 6 goals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
that's a lot of goals.
Yeah, well, these teams both score a lot and don't play much defense. My kind of teams. Speaking of that, quick pitch for a couple things. If you didn't get a chance to hear the podcast, well, when the podcast was actual show with RJ Bell last night on SB Nation, it's available at podcastarena.com, available at pregame. I tweeted it out earlier today. Some really good stuff. And for those of you who are asking about certain lines, we hit on a bunch of the games for the weekend. And also today on HoustonSportsMap.com, they also used them on Culture Map, but I did a story on why the NHL should come to Houston now that Tillman's in charge, and it's gotten a lot of really good response. So you can go check that out. You can also check out my buddy Paul did the 8 best bars to watch Astros playoff games specifically.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And that's also on Sports Map. I like his list. I've been to most of these places, but
well, I am. Is Hay Merchant on the list?
Hay Merchant is not on the list.
I'm partial to Hay Merchant for this reason. It's one of my favorite bars in the city to begin with, anyway. But when a local Houston team is playing and winning, all Houston beers are half off.
I see.
So
are they one of the ones that stopped serving Carbach?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've quit going to bars that did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you're taking a stand too.
Well, I mean, if they're going
to everybody's taking a stand.
Hey, if they could take a stand, so can
hey,
I.
Hey, you can.
Yeah,
more power to you.
Here's And I've not been to a couple of these. I've not been to HTX Fan Tavern, which I guess is right across the street from Minute Maid.
That's a made up place. I've never heard of
it. Well, but it's
made up.
But if you want to be close, that's number 8. Christians in the Heights is number 7. Littlewood Woodrow's Midtown is 6. Little J's. I've not been there. Do you know where that is?
No.
It's Washington. Kirby Ice House is 4. Little Woodrow's Edo is 3. That I love that place. Plus, I can walk. West Alabama Ice House, which is also a really cool place, is number 2. And makes sense, but Lucky's number 1 because they shut everything down right. And it turns into a party. So, but that's his list. That's all on Houston Sports Map. You can read all the details about those places, too, which is very cool. All right. Is that already music? Boy, that was a short. We talked too much with Glenn, didn't we?
Just a little bit. It's all good.
I mean, it was an important topic today.
It was. It was. And frankly, I really appreciate Glenn because, you know, he could sum it up a hell of a lot better than we can.
Yeah.
And boy, you can tell he's a little pissed, which is good. Like I said, pressure. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. A lot more to get to. I want to talk about some of the Texans pickups today. We'll have Beth at 6 o'clock, or 6:15, excuse me. And we'll keep you up to date on the baseball. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.